Carmaker Nissan plans to invest 3 billion rand towards its Rosslyn plant to ready it for the production of the new Navara model for supply of the local and continental market. Mike Whitfield, MD of Nissan South Africa, joins us on the line to discuss the rationale behind choosing South Africa at such a crucial time. Thanks so much, Mike, for your time this evening. So let's get into this decision about investing a further 3 billion rand into your South African plant now, when we've got demand sitting in a trough, political and policy uncertainty are still rife, costs escalating fast, certainly for any energy-intensive users, and economic growth leaving investors at this stage of the game still wanting. Talk us through the rationale.
Good evening, and good evening to your viewers. Certainly, our investment is not anything we look at from a short-term perspective. It's a very long-term investment. And we've been operating in South Africa and Africa since 1963. So the investment decision was based not necessarily on the short-term outlook, but very much on the long-term outlook, where we see huge potential, not only for South Africa, but South Africa as an entry point into the sub-Saharan Africa continent.
Having said that, Mike, there are government incentives making this a little bit more enticing. You have an incentive program now extended through to 2035. Have you seen any marked shift in government's collaboration with industry under the new administration?
If we look at it, the automotive policy and the certainty we now have until 2035 is very crucial. We're seeing a very collaborative effort between government, labor, and the industry in terms of defining that policy. And that definitely does help in us making these type of decisions.
Talk us through some of the benefit you derive from this investment scheme that has been tabled.
I think importantly, and we must be aware that it's not only South Africa that has automotive investment schemes. It's a critical part of the auto industry throughout the world. But what is important is it gives very clear policy certainty. It started after 1994 with the Motor Industry Development Program, thereafter the APDP, and now the South African Automotive Master Plan, which runs until 2035. And the very nature of our investments being long-term mean we need that policy certainty, and that certainly is a big contributing factor to this decision.
Yeah. In the run-up to the national elections, though, in roughly a month's time, Mike, are you unnerved, or to what extent are you unnerved by the political climate in South Africa, if at all?
No, we, as a global organization, we have operations probably in 60-plus countries throughout the world. So certainly we've been through a number of elections and have the ups and downs. But we're very confident in the longer-term outlook and, in fact, in the medium term. So no, we're not concerned.
Okay, so that in terms of your operating context, what this does is add 30,000 units to your current plant volume with domestic demand low. Talk us through the market you're actually targeting here.
The market is targeting both South Africa, which is about the 24th largest market in the world, but particularly Africa. Africa we still see as the last frontier in the automotive market, and we see South Africa as a key gateway into that market.
Mm-hmm. Cross-border trade, has been tricky at times. What's your sense of, that kind of climate you're operating in right now?
Very challenging right now. The overall automotive market and the economy in sub-Saharan Africa has its challenges. But we must see this on a longer-term basis, and there's a determined will from a number of countries in Africa to find a way to facilitate, certainly on the auto side, trade between us. And a key pillar of the future plan of the Automotive Investment Program on the Master Plan is development of the regional automotive industry.
Okay, so that, seeing you hold a glass half full view to things at this stage, having said all of that, Mike, what kind of risk are you pricing in, when it comes especially, to the risk of standing possibly with idle capacity and how that could potentially start to impact your cost line?
There's always risk in any of these business decisions, but I think we're probably at the bottom end of the cycle from an automotive industry point of view, both in South Africa and in Africa. And if we look at the total sub-Saharan Africa TRV of close on 100,000, it really can only go up. It's very much at its lowest level at the moment. But yes, we do factor in the risk. and make sure that we have the flexibility to adapt.
Okay, what kind of flexibility do you sit with as far as navigating around labor risk is concerned? And I ask the question because what this entire investment does is create jobs, much needed jobs in South Africa. And you've made a firm commitment. We're looking at what potentially 400 jobs being created at a time when you've got some manufacturers holding off on employing on a permanent basis, given rigid labor laws in the country, and how difficult it would be to restructure if things got any worse?
Well, I think there are two things. One is it's 400 jobs at the factory and another 800 in the supply chain. And that's primarily through the addition of a new shift. Labor is a critical element in this decision. And we've had a lot of stability in the last 3 years as an auto industry. And we must never forget that the auto policy that has been developed was a collaborative effort between labor, government, and the industry. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we understand we need the flexibility, and we do work with labor and organized labor in NUMSA to achieve that. And I think there's a good understanding of what is needed. And okay, what is important is the jobs that are created are really good, sustainable jobs.
On that note, let's leave it there. Mike, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Mike Whitfield is MD of Nissan South Africa.